WHN Mobile.
KQ4 WHN, this is GEG. This is Scott. How are you today?
Scott, how are you? I was just on my way to take my dear mother to an eye appointment and decided I had a few minutes to get on the air.
I'm just sitting here. Just got off a meeting and heard you call in. Thought I'd say hey. Got a few minutes sitting here at my desk and thought I'd say hey, too.
You do the same bad habits that I do. You have a same as your ham shack.
Radio integrated with my computer desk, and I sit and listen to the radio while I'm working and occasionally pick up the mic and start talking.
Yeah, I guess Google Meet's good at squelching that information or squelching those calls as they come across in the room since they're not your voice, but the sound suppression that some of these meeting systems do now is amazing. I wish they could figure out my boxer.
Yeah, the dog, when he comes in and starts yapping, it makes it through the sound suppression, that's for sure.
But, you work for Palm and the Boys. I've worked for just about everybody else in the region, and they've always been a valid and worthy competitor for everybody I've worked for.
Name changes. Pomeroy has been the one that's stuck for the longest here now. We were Kyrus, then Agilis's, then Tolt, and all the names, all the times, and at one time we were Jetronics. That's a sad time in our history.
For them?
Many years now.
That would be just barely overlapping the time that I was in the field doing consulting and installs. I went to distribution with Synex, I guess it was about 20 years ago, and then been working for my own company here the last 8 or 9, just getting partners ready with Microsoft Conversations. So Microsoft's our biggest customer, and we go out and do partner events on behalf of Microsoft. I got one this afternoon for end customers that they wanted to buy E5 and all that fun stuff. So we definitely have trod the same grass.
Well, it's a small world after all.
I'm a fan of not burning bridges, and I have learned repeatedly that it's probably a good idea to make friends and not make enemies, and definitely don't burn bridges because you will absolutely meet the same people over and over.
That is the truth of the matter.
Any headway on moving some of the services over from Dave?
Building, I've got a Pi set up here that I'm building out with the Echo Link and everything. We had a meeting last night about moving stuff over, and I got a copy of the code for all of our custom stuff from the Brars stuff. I downloaded that this morning from the Pi, so I'm going to work on setting that up later on this evening and getting some of that working.
How the Echo Link stuff worked, but having a dedicated radio that calls out when it hears something or needs to transmit something was not the game plan that I had in mind. That's a much more analog solution than I had conceived.
The next generation repeater that we're supposed to be working on next, it's going to do away with that analog component with the dedicated radio, and the prototype, it'll be directly tied into the repeater itself, so which sounds pretty awesome. And the ability to link in D-Star, DMR, and all that other stuff with the repeater itself on a digital platform sounds pretty cool.
Love that way of doing it, but that puts the requirement that you've got internet there at the tower, yes?
Please.
That's Mountain, but I think that gets harder as you go up the hill there to Caesar's Head.
If that's the case, then the way this is designed, then it could be done at Paris Mountain, and it could link to Caesar's Head and link the two back and forth the way it's designed.
My goal was to link the two repeaters, because like where I am right now, just off of Congaree behind the mall, is in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so having the two repeaters linked up would just give us that much better coverage. But I wasn't sure how they were going to do that without microwave or internet or something that might have some cost to it.
One prototype system is that the ability to link up with anybody else's repeater without them having to do anything to accommodate it. And the prototype allows us to do that. That's the ultimate plan. We just have to scale it up and make it work on a production scale.
I'm still curious on how that all works, but I feel like there's a lot of diagrams that need to be drawn and a lot of hardware that needs to be acquired to make it go exactly the way you want it to. So I'm eager to chew on you about that one, maybe when there's time, and maybe an offer of lunch here or there.
I don't know how it all works exactly yet. I'm still learning how it's all put together, but I've got a 30,000 foot view of it.
So you learn it all, and then you can explain it to me. I'll just buy lunch.
I'm down with that.
I was glad to see you raise your hand during that meeting, because I was almost about to, and realized when they started mentioning all the different components and whatnot that had to be locally at the QTH, it was like, oh man, I'm not sure I can do all that right now.
I was very happy that the opportunity came up to participate and just dive in like that. So it's real exciting. I'm real happy to be able to jump in like that.
No practical Unix experience, but definitely do a lot of networking in my my history. Know a little bit about the Raspberry Pis, just because I've at least built one, the one that I have, probably 6 or 7 times now. So if I can be of service at some point, even holding a screwdriver, let me know. I'm your guy. And I'll just say thanks for stepping up.
I won't be afraid to holler.
My vast 11 months of ham radio experience, I coined myself a Helene ham. I kind of got the idea that maybe depending on Verizon and AT&T wasn't a good idea anymore, because they failed me during, we were not in the eye. We were not in the path. We were just kind of adjacent, and we still were without power for 10 days and not reliable internet or phone service for probably longer, maybe 2 weeks. And that was very frustrating. And we'll never look back.
Yeah, I don't quite have 11 months ham radio experience. I've only got a few under my belt right now. But, I'm working towards learning as much as I can. It's always been on my list to get into, to get that stamp on my nerd card. So, it's been incredible and fun ever since I've dove in.
I'm at my destination. I'm going to get real busy here in just a second, but thanks for the QSO, and hope to hear you on the air here shortly.
KR4GEG, clear on your final.
Yeah, again, thanks for the conversation. This is KQ4WHN. I'll be clear for now.